We're starting the recording now. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's At Large Metrics Working Group call on Tuesday, the 18th of February at 1700 UTC. We have Cheryl Langdon Orr, Maureen Hilliard, Alan Greenberg, Tijani Benjima, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Fatima Tasseye-Sila. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. This is Cheryl for the record. And I'm finally back in the Adobe room, which is all very good. Okay. Just taking you through today's agenda, is everyone in the room as well as on the phone? It looks like that's the case. So can I ask if there's any additions or changes to the agenda before we get started? Not hearing anyone get my attention and not seeing anyone waving at me in the room. Let's assume that's a no. Okay, the usual zero for this working group is that everyone should have taken the time and had the energy and the inclination to look over the agenda from our last meeting, which was the 6th of February. And to that end, I will assume you're all happy with that. I just want to double check one thing. I think when I looked at this, or was it in fact the AP RALO one, their summary minutes were not there. And yes, that is the case. Can I just ask staff if and when there will be a summary minutes on the linked page from the 6th of February? Sylvia, would that be you?
Cheryl, yes. Normally we are not taking summary minutes. We are taking on the action items because we have the transcript posted between 24 and 48 hours. So the transcript should be there.
Yes, the transcript is, yes. In which case, one of two things. Mm-hmm. We now need to make sure someone trawls through the transcript. I did. I don't know that everyone else did. Mm-hmm. Make a note of any high points and holidays were mentioned, or perhaps we could have some sort of additional rounding up in the action item section that comes to the end. I'll have to ruminate on that. Perhaps we can discuss that later. But then if we're not taking it, why on earth do we have the link? So one of the two things has to happen. We either have a link with something there or we don't bloody well bother with the link. And right now at 4:05 in the morning, I don't care one way or the other. But let's either get rid of the link off the standard meetings for future, or we'll have a contemplate and see how we'll have something that is there. But yep, I certainly went through the transcripts. I had to, so I could double check the action items, and also prepare some of the minutes. So some of the agenda. That's the only thing from that. Has anyone else got anything else to raise on the 6th of February's meeting?
Cheryl, if I may, Gisela here, I'll make sure that those summary minutes, they're not supposed to, my apologies, they're not supposed to be on the meeting pages. They'll be removed.
Terrific. That makes it easy. Just people like me look for things and wonder why they're not there, that's all. Terrific. Okay, well, let's solve that mystery. Let's move straight on to our action items then. We have a continuing action item, which I think is actually going to be picked up in the main agenda, which is for Dev and now Maureen, in addition to Dev, to work with staff and to discuss attendance, meeting record tools, mechanisms for use, etc. And I think it might have expanded slightly to include opportunity and options for some of the self-reporting mechanisms such as the tabular approach which Maureen has introduced to us. So we'll leave that to later in the agenda. Number two was staff to review the transcript from the Bonazzari's meeting, and I haven't gone back and double-checked this from the 17th of November meeting, but the link to the transcript, which of course would have horrified anyone if they were going to be using that instead of meeting notes was 158 pages in total, because it had the whole morning session, not just our 8 or 8.30 a.m. Meeting. We only needed the first 30, so I'll just ask you, Sylvia, was that rather long transcript cut into two parts, and just the bit that belongs to us left with our meeting records for the 17th, yes or no?
Sorry, can you repeat your question, please?
I certainly can. I want to know what's happened with action item number 2. While Sylvia has a look at action item number 2, we'll move on to action item number 3, which is one for Maureen, and this is one I know we've all done because I saw lots of interaction on the list, and she's going to be talking to this later as well in the agenda, so we can tick this one off as done. Maureen definitely sent a link and had the sample, the discussion on the sample individual ALEC member meetings table, which we discussed at the last meeting, so thank you for that, Maureen. I look forward to hearing more about all that shortly.
Yes,
Sylvia, back to number 2.
Yes, this is Sylvia. I am working with Gisela and Julia on organizing these action items and the transcript. So this
terrific.
Is in progress.
Thank you very much.
It's not yet,
but it's in progress.
Terrific. Okay. Well, we'll keep that one open, and hopefully we'll get back to it. Olivier, did I see you wave your hand briefly?
Yes, thanks very much, Cheryl. It's Olivier speaking. I was just going to comment just on the format of the action items. They're missing a little box next to it. And doesn't make it so much
they are, because I had to put them into the agenda, and I didn't have the time, the energy, or the inclination to find how to put the little boxes in.
But so, on the action items page, they're not on there either.
Well, that'll be funny about that too. I wonder why. If they'd been there, Olivier, then the cut and paste would have been very simple. So just make that an observation, and hopefully you and I aren't the only ones to observe that. I did actually troll around a few minutes trying to find where the little boxes came from, but couldn't do it, so basically thought, bugger that for a joke, and moved on. Thanks for that, Olivier, but hopefully it'll seriously happen some future point in time. Okay, moving then to number 4, and that was Cheryl and Olivier deliberating, life, the universe and everything then. It wasn't just Olivier having a bizarre conversation with himself. Number 4 is for something that I don't believe we've had a particular discussion on between last call and this one, but it's something that we also have a small amount of time on today's agenda for, and during that time hopefully we will work out whether we need to have a separate small team meeting or not. That's an action item on myself, Cheryl, Maureen, Dave and Tijani, because we're going to be presenting in Singapore in a 15-minute update, and we should look at the concepts for how we're going to do that presentation. And whilst we've convened, we haven't actually gathered together yet to do any of that work. And that brings us to the last one, which we certainly had done, and that was the staff to send out the doodle for the next meeting in a fortnight, and we know about that because we're here. So a slightly longer time spent to action items than normal today, but a number of these will be picked up during discussion in the agenda. But before we move on to that, which will be our updates, and I'll hand on, I suspect, primarily to Maureen next to have a look at how the conversation on the tabular approach for what I'm loosely reporting, self-reporting, I guess, came along. But I'd also like that next section in our update from our work teams to also include any comments from all of you and any interactions that Maureen, Dave and staff have had, going back to our action item number 1. So, if there aren't any questions or comments on the action item other than Olivier's astute observations on the lack of boxes and not just my inability to copy and paste from one page to another, I'm going to hand over to Maureen and look forward to going through some of the comments and feedback that happened. Over to you, Maureen.
Thank you, Cheryl. This is Maureen for the record. Yes, I got some quite interesting comments back from, you know, regarding the table. To be honest, I didn't expect it to be sort of like an overwhelming success. I just sort of thought I'd put something out there that might be considered a little bit radical and that perhaps people might comment. Again, I think that we ended up, as we do with other comment situations, it's really the same people who respond. But that's okay, because I think what they did was that they came up with comments and views that would probably be pretty common across others, and perhaps they hadn't responded because someone had already said what they wanted to say. So I think it's one of the things that we had to take note of. Why don't people respond to, you know, when they're actually asked to? And, you know, I think we're coming across those sorts of, the sort of things that we're asking in other areas are definitely coming to the fore in this respect. Glenn, of course, in his comments, were actually a little bit unrelated, but sort of looking at other areas in which we could be looking at metrics. So they were outside of our brief, really, but provided some important things to be looking at when we're asking people to identify what it is that they're doing within the ICANN system. Uralo, for example, I'd had this situation before, when Wolf had said that he wasn't, the request to disseminate the information to ALSs, he did not think that that was a priority for Uralo. We're getting back some feedback, a little bit, but it's not totally ALS feedback. The information that we got the most out of course, was from Lacvalo. And even when I was speaking to them in Buenos Aires, they were quite vocal about the metrics, the whole metrics thing. Viewed with a bit of suspicion, I think. But I'm not quite sure. I thought I got some very good comments from Fatima about the views of ALAC members, possible views of ALAC members towards that whole metric, the whole metrics thing. And it's and I think that sort of, when we had the discussion, and I'm going into Dev's sort of area, about the what we could propose to do in Singapore, we took into account and discussed quite at length about what had been said, particularly from Lacvalo, and what had been and other sorts of comments that had been made in previous discussions. So before I go back onto that, the only other comment that came back was from Garth, and I think Naralo have actually been, have participated well in this discussion. But I think it gives an example of how Ralo leadership can actually sort of like help it's got to be engendered at that level to get people to understand what it is that their role as ALSs, what their role of ALSs is within the ICANN system, and that how important that feedback and that reporting model is, even within the RALO itself, so that they can get a better understanding of the ICANN system, of ALAC, and perhaps contribute a little bit more. And that starts from ALS level so that they understand what's required of them, and then when they get to ALAC, it should be a natural progression, we would hope. In my report, I sort of like added my own notes. I did say to Jeff that he was going to report on this, but this is just for me. I just wanted to sort of like put down the sorts of things that we talked about, and it was a really good meeting. I really do appreciate having that meeting and having that discussion, and including Gisela and Natalie into that discussion, because we were looking at what is a practical way of measuring, but without sort of like being too intrusive on people's time, because we're already asking them to do a whole lot of other, you know, to be part of working groups and to be attending all these meetings. So how can we sort of like manage a metric that sort of like takes those things into account and can record them, but not expecting anyone to do anything more onerous. And just very, very simply, I'll let Dev talk about it more in his time, in his session, but I think we sort of like finally, we decided that we would have a quantitative measure in the attendance as what has been happening before. Gisela showed us models from the GNSO and what the expectations were. Some of them were a lot more, probably a lot more intricate, complex than what we're actually aiming to do. We want to get something that's simple, but at the same time it provides a meaningful set of data for us, so that there's that quantitative attendance register that is sort of like already within the system. But Dev's going to create, he got an action item yesterday. He has to create a simplified spreadsheet that could be used. And the second part of it is, and I think Olivier brought it up at Buenos Aires about the fact that, you know, ALAC members, you know, it would be good if they provide a report on what it is that they're doing, either at the meeting, at the face-to-face meeting, and so that's the second part of the system that we're looking at as an introductory introduction to the whole metrics thing, that ALAC members would be assigned a wiki page where they can load their own reports on. And because those reports are, you know, sort of like primarily for RALOs, but ICANN in general, they don't have to be in English. It can be in, you know, they're talking to their ALSs, so it could be in another language. But I think that, there's those two things. But the third aspect related to this was who kept the metrics. That was also another issue that arose out of our discussions and discussions that I'd had previously as well. And I think that what has come out of it is, you know, like, I mean, we're really overloading staff. And what we wanted to do was sort of say, was to take you know, that RALO responsibility away from staff and perhaps give it to the secretariat staff. And the secretariats would only have to look after their three ALAC members, so that they're only recording information about three people on the ALAC. Those are just recommendations that we spoke about yesterday, and no doubt Dave will have some more. So I'll leave it at that and just wait for some questions if anyone's got any. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Can you hear me or not?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, very well.
I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, well, if you can hear, for some reason, my using a new headset, and interestingly enough, for once in its life, this... headset doesn't actually... I thought perhaps I was speaking into... Maureen and Dev, you're going to speak further on some of those issues shortly. Before we get into too deep an analysis, though, I did note Alan's hand go up fairly early in the process, and then the rest of us can formulate some interactions and feedback for you. Over to you, Alan.
Thank you, Cheryl. For your information, your voice was perfect until you started commenting about your headset, at which point it started cutting out. I don't know if you just heard what I just said, but anyway... two comments. I put my hand up right at the beginning when Maureen was commenting on the fact that few people comment and asking the theoretical question, why don't people bother to comment? And I think the reason why people don't bother to comment is related to the reason why asking people to do self-reports may not be all that successful. Getting people to do things on a regular basis has proven to be really hard. So that was just a statement. A question at the very end, when you were talking about offloading work and having the secretariats do it, I assume that means that staff will still keep the meeting attendance, but the consolidation would potentially be done. To summarize everything for a given ALAC member would potentially be done by the RALO secretariat. Is that what you were implying?
Hi, Alan. Maureen, for the record. Well, actually, no.
Oh.
I was sort of assuming that if there were just three people that they were actually going to have to keep a record on. And Dev is devising an application that is simple with regards to, completing as far as attendance is concerned, that would be their responsibility. Looking after three people. We were talking about would it be too onerous? I mean, secretariat staff attend the meetings, the face-to-face meetings, and the ALAC meetings, so it would not be too onerous for them to just take on an additional role with responsibility for their three members within their RALO system.
But if we're talking about the attendance for any given meeting, there are people other than ALAC members and secretariats at those meetings. We still need a complete record of who's at attendance at each meeting. So I'm not sure how one can distribute that.
But that responsibility is outside of the ALAC metrics, which I'm looking at. I'm just looking at the ALAC metrics. So if staff are responsible for the others, that's fine. But with regards to the ALAC members, I'm looking at secretariat. I mean, that's a recommendation, and also taking into account the roles and responsibilities of the staff for other membership attendance as well.
Okay, but that's at the RALO meeting. Secretariats, for instance, don't necessarily attend the ALAC meeting. I'm just trying to understand it. It sounds... I guess I'd like to see it in writing. I'm a little bit confused at this point.
You're here on an AP RALO, and then... No, we do need to talk... It's Cheryl here for the record. We do need to talk on this further between the AP RALO secretariat at an ALAC meeting, let alone an ALAC-based work group, a vastness and matter of, let me use the AP RALO secretary, recognise suggesting that, of course, they are not APRALO provides us with a secretariat service, day, even month, probably leading up to the regional monthly meeting to ascertain with the ALAC people for the region, NOMCOM, and but I'm not sure that, well, that's certainly not going to reduce the volunteer time aspect. I don't think it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just thinking, Maureen, we need to discuss this a little bit in greater detail, obviously, with them as well. Depend, I would think, on how much ease there is to individuals recording things on their individual
Cheryl, sorry, this is Sylvia Vivanco.
So he may not... Yes, Sylvia, don't be sorry. What can we do for you?
Yes, your voice was cut in some parts, so maybe if you could type out your ideas, we can see, because some people cannot understand that, and certainly I couldn't understand a big part of what you were saying.
Well, Sylvia, I'm now disconnecting my microphone and my other headset, and I can assure you I'm not going to type out what even you described was a lengthy diatribe. So the answer to that is no. There you go. I'll raise any germane and of interest comments I had at a later point or not at all. Basically, we need to talk a lot more about this. Maureen, go ahead, and then I think Alan's hand is still raised.
No, that's an old hand.
Yes, I was just... sorry, this is Maureen for the record. Just wanted to say that what we've done is actually just made a recommendation and like, it was a record of our discussions, and we are certainly aware that this would be a completely outside the sort of lightbox sort of thing to be asking. So I mean, I can totally agree that there's still a lot more to be spoken of. But, we're putting it out there and see what happens. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. And part of what I was going on about, Cheryl, for the record, was in fact the fact that I think this is a topic that has got a lot going for it, as well as a lot of issues in it that need to be discussed. And I look forward to the discussion. But clearly only when I'm holding my phone literally to my ear, which for an hour and 90 minutes, calls is, shall we say, the least unexciting. Maureen, if there's no more questions specifically on the feedback, I wonder how you feel about us going directly to Dave now and getting a little more on some of the tools, etc. But then I also want to bring Tejani specifically into the discussion because two things. He wasn't able to join us at our last meeting, but also he's looking specifically at linkage to the specifics of what is now 9.2 of the ALAC rules of procedure. So, Maureen, if you'd like to, your hand's still up, if you'd like to just respond to that, and then what we might move to is Dave and then feedback from Tejani. Oh, that must have been an old hand. Maureen's put her hand down. Thank you. Alan, thank you very much for that advice. That's fantastic. If only I had that sort of system, that would be wonderful. Right. Assuming that my voice is still... not crackly and is clear. What I was hoping for is for Dave to now pick up on his part of this feedback. Over to you, Dave.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. This is Dave Anand speaking. Although I do see Maureen's hand still raised, that's for the, in case you want to.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay,
sorry about that, guys.
All right, so, well, what I've been trying to do is looking at ways to somehow remove much of the tedium of trying to put together the statistics for regarding recording ELAC statistics and on metrics. And I've been trying to, over the past few two weeks, trying to look at various ways to do it. I already said on the previous call that using the wiki alone just wasn't working out because it's just not to bring in various parts of a wiki page into one wiki page. It's just simply too cumbersome. So what I've started looking at was looking at a way of using Google, well, a spreadsheet, and I've been using Google spreadsheets to do this, to try to pull some of the information from the wiki, and then once it's in the spreadsheet, then manipulate it to get some information. So, well, and this, that's a huge sigh on for the transcript record. It's been challenging, but I can show you some of the information I've done. I'm going to try to see if I could share my screen because it is a Google spreadsheet. Actually, I could probably paste the Google sheet.
Cheryl here. It looks to me, Dave, if you do have the control ability because you've got the little yellow colours.
Yes.
So
I'm going to share my screen. Well, it's been a while. Let's see. First monitor. Okay. All right. So I'm assuming what you should be seeing is a spreadsheet titled ELAC Metrics Version 4. And what I tried to do was to look at the 2013 ELAC meetings page. And but that page usually has a whole list of all the previous meetings held in 2013. And what I had to do was to use something in, well, what is used in Google spreadsheet, something called XPAT. It's essentially a form of where of being able to import a web page and manipulating various parts of the HTML code to say only accept certain parts and so forth. So what I had to do was to, in the case of bringing in, to be able to get all of these URLs in, I brought those all in, and you could probably see this the whole long array formula. I suspect nobody's really interested in understanding how it all works, but so I was able to get the all the URLs cleared up, and one of the big challenges has been the inconsistency by which the meeting pages were set up. For example, some pages didn't have dates in the title, some did, and so forth. So it was I had to really go into the wiki and start cleaning those up to make this all work seamlessly and with one statement being able to pull in all of those URLs. Once I did that, I also then extracted the dates from him, and so you can see that in column A there. So once I started doing that, I now began looking at how to bring in the information. So now, and this brings up the second challenge. Each of the meeting pages have slightly different in how they're structured. So when I'm trying to pull in information from one section, it's the fourth item in the wiki page in one meeting, but then it's the sixth item in another meeting page. So what I've been doing is just trying to, well, it's going to be a manual process from this point on, but it'll be slightly simpler in that I'll simply go through each one, alter the content where I'm, the snippets where I'm going to pull from, see if it's the relevant one, and then copy and paste. So I have the text of the persons attending and so forth. I do note that for each of the meeting pages, again, it's broken up into several lines. You have the English channel, you have the Spanish channel, and the French channel. And then things like liaisons as well are also listed separately. So it requires separate pulling in of all of the information. So if I go now to sheet number 4, so you can see what the idea is of what I'm trying to do. So this is the ELAC members from from 2011 to 2012. And I think we're going to have to group these metrics that way, simply because that's when the slate of ALAC members at the end of the AGM is set for 1 year until the next AGM the following year. So I should mention that for some reason we don't have this on the record on the wiki of the ALAC members for any given year period. On the wiki, I've seen various notifications regarding who's been elected, who's been selected, but there's no formal record of this. So I had to actually pull this out of previous emails to get this final list of 15. So what I've also done here, if you look from column C onwards, I pulled the dates going across the screen, starting from 2012, going all the way to 2013. And then what I'm trying to do now is, well, use a various part of the Google spreadsheet to look at the piece of text that I've captured from the wiki page and assign a present, absent, apologies type of selection. And that's where I've reached. It's a little cumbersome with the actual if statement to make that happen, but I think that's, but you could see the framework of where I'm going with this now. So, I think I'll stop there and pause for any questions.
Sure, for the record, thank you, Dave. I'm exhausted just listening to this. This was a much more extensive and manual task than I had hoped it would be, and B, I think, brings up a couple of important points that if we're going down this particular pathway, there is some pro forma consistencies in reporting, as well as perhaps some new desirables of reporting. And you've also picked up on a few things I'm sure Olivier is making little side notes on as well, because there's some clear gaps in some of the things that have been done. But specific questions are now open, and I think I saw Tijani first, followed by Alan. Over to you, Tijani.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much, Tijani speaking. Even if I missed only one call, I feel that I am 1 year behind you. You did a huge amount of work. Thank you, Maureen, and thank you, Dave. And thank you, everyone. I have a question, Dev, here. I don't understand what you try to do. If you are trying to have the history, this is one thing, and I agree with what you are doing. If you are working for the future, I think that we need much more simpler way, and there are simpler ways to record the attendance of the ALAC members, for example, or any other structure members. I think that the more simple is the tool, the more we guarantee that it will be used. And I think that we will ask staff to record for each meeting, the attendance, etc. But we need this working group to have a standing group, a standing subgroup, if you want, who is always checking every, I don't know, we would make a period every month, for example, the status. Because if staff forgot for one meeting, it is easy to recover it. But if the staff forgot for one year meeting, it will be very difficult to have the information back. So I think that we will sure make you not make use, but ask staff to help us in keeping those information recorded. But we need also a subgroup from this group to be always every month checking the information and be sure that all information are already recorded in the right way. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Dave, did you want to react or respond at all?
Yes, thank you, Tijani. Yes, thanks, Cheryl. This is Dave speaking. Well, Tijani, the main idea behind trying to do this was to try to minimize the bulk work of having staff, you know, manually, literally, and I would say literally manually, going through each of the meeting pages, and trying to, you know, go back and forth between toggling between the spreadsheet and the wiki page and trying to record all of this information. So I think what I'm trying to do is make this sort of like a framework to make this easier as possible, so that, well, it becomes easier to compile it year by year, and also this can also then be used as a template for working groups, because now I can then extend this to, like, say, a working group and come up with an attendance record for that working group, and then see whether persons who are joining the working group are actually participating or not. So that is the idea behind it. I didn't want to have staff go through a double process to, well, put on the wiki pages for a meeting the attendance record and then have to double entry it into another system, because it's tedious, one, and it's prone to errors when you're trying to go back and forth. So that's what the idea behind this spreadsheet was trying to do, to automate that and to reduce that tedious double work. So that's it.
Thanks for that, Dave. I wanted to Cheryl here. I want to move for Alan and then now Maureen. Over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. I guess I'm looking at this and saying we're going to be transferring work that was to some extent clerical to a programmer, because as Dave mentioned last week on another issue but related, any change in the wiki, any change in this case formatting of the minutes, this thing is just so sensitive. I would have thought that a more practical way of doing it is, and again, I'm thinking in the concept of what has been done in the GNSO, is for every class of meeting, whether it's the ALAC meeting or a work group or something, a spreadsheet is created and maintained for attendance at that meeting. And I think it will be a lot easier to standardize on the format of the spreadsheet and then be able to cull from the spreadsheets the attendance for any given person than working from the minutes or the meeting notes. There are just so many variables in that, and it should be a lot easier to standardize on the spreadsheets that we use for each meeting and do the cross-tabulations on those instead of trying to retrieve it from the raw data. Just a thought. Thank you.
Cheryl here. Thanks for that, Alan. And, of course, I do notice that there are even wiki page pro formas for GNSA metrics and things.
Yes, they have to be.
That might also help.
Those have been designed, but they don't seem to have been filled in. But just a thought.
No.
All right, but I think standardization is the key here.
Yeah, okay, but I think
it's
easier to standardize on the spreadsheets than wiki pages.
Agreed. Maureen, and then Tijani.
Thank you, Cheryl. Maureen, for the record, just a comment, and based a little bit on what Alan has said, I think what Dev, you know, in our discussions yesterday, Dev is attempting to provide something that is really user-friendly, so that the home page, for example, maybe if he started by looking at the very last sheet we looked at, like what is the endpoint, and although that's a little bit more complicated than what we were talking about yesterday, it was something that he'd prepared for this meeting, and it does give us an indication of what the homepage could look like. But underneath it, in the back end, there's a whole lot of technical detail, which is, you know, like that people don't need to see. They don't need to know that it's there. But the collection of the data on the front face is basically what is important. And but in order for that to happen, as you say, the data is being gathered from various wiki pages, and they have to be standard. They have to be consistent. Otherwise, the sort of work that Dev's doing, which requires specific details, you know, it just isn't going to work. And I think that primarily what we're sort of like looking at now is that the expectations that we are making of ourselves with regards to metrics means that we're going to have to look outside of what is the norm. Oh, sorry about the company mode here. Outside of the norm, so that, you know, we're going to have to do some things differently. And it's, you know, like, again, I think we're on the, you know, sort of like, we're probably looking at it more, and it does involve the technology. You know, I think that's a reality. If we're going to sort of like collect data that's going to be meaningful, you know, what Dev's doing in relation to pulling together, why are we putting information on the wikis and all this stuff? We're not going to use it in some meaningful way. And I think that's where Dev's coming from. Thank you.
Cheryl here. Thank you, Maureen. And in fact, yes, that's a very important perspective. While we go to Tijani, if I could ask Dev, because we've got his screen, could you take us, for those of us who are relying on the Adobe Connect room, like me, to that fourth page that Maureen mentioned, because I think that might also give a lot of us a good perspective if we're going to tie this into a individual home page. But I think the most important issue here is one of both standardisation of materials recorded and how they're recorded, and having, wherever possible, an automated and non-human failure point of collection and for it to be collated and sent somewhere. And we might have to work on exactly how that's done or where it's drawn from, but this is heading definitely in the right direction. Because if wherever we have a human involved, be they staff or volunteer, we've got a potential point of failure. Now, it doesn't mean that there's no potential for failure. On the tab 3 that we're looking at on Deb's screen, we have a hash value next to Sala, so, you know, stuff can happen. But at least it's something that it pokes out at you as an error field or whatever. But Tijani, as I come back to you, I also wonder, you've raised an initial, I think, new point for us, and that is the ongoing function of some form of small group of ALAC-endowed humans to cross-check or take a small, I don't really want to use the term audit, but to keep an eye on these metrics, and I think that's another point we probably need to come back on as well. But over to you, Tijani.
Thank you, Cheryl. I would like to come back to the proposal of Alan. I don't think it is a mad proposal. I think it is an interesting proposal. The standardization can be guaranteed if we do the spreadsheet or the record sheet as well as it must be done. I understand your concern, Cheryl. You want it to be done automatically without a human intervention. But what about the human intervention on the wiki? So when you will collect the information, you will not find them where you are expecting. So the human intervention is always there. I do prefer that, as Alan said, a record sheet for each meeting is anyway, we do the call at the beginning of each call, of each meeting. This call is what the record sheet will have inside. So it is something that we will do in any case. So I think that the chair of each meeting have to have this record sheet, and at the end of the meeting, he sends a copy to the staff. So we will have a copy with the chair of the meeting and a copy with the staff. This is the cross-checking. And we can make it as standard as possible. We can do if we want. I think that we need to use the most simple tools to reach more or less good results. I don't I don't disagree with automatic process, but I have to guarantee that this automatic process lead us to accurate data. And this is my problem. So first, if we can start with that, and then we can see if we can improve it in any way, in any technical way, if you want. I reiterate my proposal that a subgroup of this matrix group has to be a standing group to check from time to time with a fixed period the consistency of the data, of the record data, because this data will be the basis of the matrix that we are trying to implement now. Thank you.
Thank you to Jani Cheryl for the record. And can I just say, it's not so much an action item, but I'd like to make it a future agenda item to have a placeholder in our future agenda. I doubt we'll actually get to discuss it in our next meeting, which may even be Singapore, but if not, we must try and discuss it before then. But the concept of function of a small standing group, I think, is very important, and it has my support, Tijani, make that very clear. Obviously, it is the ALAC's business to consider this, however, not ours, as a working group sub-team. All we can do is make that as a recommendation and put forward some advantages and hopefully very few disadvantages to it. But it would also tie in with something else we discussed last call, Tijani, and that is, regardless of how this all ends up, there may be an opportunity for a small complaints procedure, which could be something as simple as an error or omission or modification of records, or I don't want to use the term alteration of the records, but for example, the value judgment aspects of things that where, for example, the chair of the ALAC may decide that someone's contribution by a way that is not an analytical measure has well and truly compensated for perhaps what may be deemed a lower than optimal performance on something like attending a face-to-face meeting. For some reason, they may have been unable to be face-to-face at 2 out of the 3 ICANN meetings a year. So that's just an example, but you know what I mean. And at that point, it was suggested last time that perhaps some sort of complaints or review procedure may be desirable, and if that's the case, then your proposal on a small group in a continuous form may very well have more than one purpose, and we probably need to think of that as well. So if you can all make sure you sanity check me as chair in the future to make sure we come back to this point in a future agenda, I think that's a very important one. Dave, I'd like to see if you could perhaps respond to some of what's been brought up, but I see some of it as opportunity, this is Cheryl, by the way, rather than problem, because, for example, with the discussion even in chat about how Wiki needs to be utilised, etc., that still means that you could have a higher confidence and less fiddling with how the data is collected. You've had a lot of manual input, for example, in what you've described. But where we have our standardised meeting page, it can very well be going into a more traditional spreadsheet system that Alan was proposing, or it can be an embedded table. So you've got, you know, present, absent, and apologies listed in a way that is more tabular and therefore more easily either visually collected or collected automatically when we go down that way. So back to you, Dave, just for some responses, and then if there's not a lot more, I think we might want to talk about where we go to next with this particular part of our program. Dave.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. This is Dave. Well, with regards to what Arlen was saying regarding, you know, what could happen is that we have standardized on the spreadsheet layout, and then the staff, as part of the pre-recording for meeting attendance, well, once they fill it out on the wiki, they actually go into the spreadsheet and enter the information. Indeed, that can be done. It's really just to look back on the previous, like, well, the past history, so to speak. And I think one of the things I'm trying to do with this approach is because the railroads themselves are asking for metrics, in the sense that, well, they want to know if we want to track how many people within their region are getting involved in the various working groups, for example. You know, this type of system can try to, well, to make it easier to compile the statistics rather than the tedious, laborious way of just going through every single wiki page and entering everything manually. So I should also mention that the idea behind the, all it, I would say this is not a fully automated system. It's just pulling information into the spreadsheet for me to manually cut and paste afterwards. So it's not as if some right now if the wiki breaks, the table in sheet 4 changes, you know, will be broken or anything like that. The reality is the other sheets right now that's in sheet 1, 2, and 3 won't be really be seen. Once the information is collected, then is collated, then those sheets can then just be removed. So it's not really a automated, you know, a super automated system. There's still a manual verification and making sure everything lines up, so to speak. So, yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, that's all I really have to say. One of the things that also we were looking at in terms of automation was also the things like in face-to-face meetings, using that mobile app to capture the information from the meet for meeting attendance, and that could be also then be exported as a spreadsheet and imported into this spreadsheet. So it could, so this can have both the face-to-face aspect, attendance at face-to-face meetings and attendance at the conference calls. And another thing we can also look at is what I'm going to try to experiment with. I know one of the discussion topic points was that, well, a person may actually attend a meeting or conference call, but then doesn't, you know, could be, you know, taking a nap for we know, if they don't contribute or say something. So what I'm trying to look at is also is how I'm able to pull information into the spreadsheet, whether I could try to pull in information from, say, the transcript and from the AC chat log, and the AC chat logs are on the wiki pages. And it's not so much to try to do a qualitative analysis. I think the goal here is really look for the absence of contributions rather than trying to over-evaluate the quality of any contributions being made. So that's what I'm also trying to do, to look to bring together into a spreadsheet to, and then have that, available for review by the railroads and so forth. That's it.
Shelf of record, thank you very much, Dave. And as ever, we always end up with more to think about when we have these reports, which is why Tijani noted how much was done in our last call, because of it's this type of interaction that leads us to so many more new options and possibilities. But I think this is very important work. I want to thank you, particularly because of the nature of how much manual intervention you've had to do in this design. But we do recognise that wouldn't be an issue when you've got standardisation and other sorts of tabular approaches. And so it's not going to be a problematic system we're designing. It's a smarter system, and that's certainly the intention, to not only not have staff burdened, but also not having the volunteers burdened either, regardless of which volunteers are doing these things. I just wanted to pick up, before I go to Alan and then Olivia, a couple of things that have come through on the chat, and that was Maureen's observation that some working groups may not have wikis. I'm delighted to see Sylvia's response saying, you know, they all certainly can, if not should, if not do. And my question back to any hypothetical working group or even sub-team of a working group that didn't have a wiki page is, why on earth not? So I'm pretty sure that what we need to do is make sure that the wiki space is seen as the master repository here. So we may have to make some changes, but that's all right. It doesn't look like they're going to be too onerous. What we might need to do is do some things such as I noticed, for example, with one of the newer versions of the wiki update, there are some pro forma notes pages or meeting pages that are there. And if we're having work groups and subteams of work groups and we don't want to have a burden on staff for setting up meeting pages, we might need to make sure if any of us using the tools templates that they always work with whatever systems we pick up as well. But Dave, I think your technology task force could probably keep an eye on that type of thing if needs be as well. But perhaps we may need to actually shift some of what we're doing to a more templated approach and look at whether that template is staff-driven or whether it's tool-driven or create one by staff and then make a new template, because that's easy enough to do too, apparently. So I have Alan and then Olivier in my listing, but Olivier, did your hand go up first? If so, jump in. If not, I'm over to Alan. Looks like you, Alan.
I think Adobe Connect still manages the hands that they're in the order they came up on. As Deb was talking, it dawns on me that this issue of qualitative contributions, in general, for those who are overseeing the meetings, whether it's the chair or the ALAC leadership team or RALO leadership, things like that, it's pretty obvious who's contributing and who isn't. And I wonder whether it's worth the effort to have a tool to create that kind of overview on a regular basis, as opposed to a query tool to say, I think we're having trouble with Cheryl, let's go in and see just how many contributions she makes and things like that. You still have to develop the tool, but it may make more sense not to run it regularly, but only when there's perceived to be a problem. Just a thought. Right. Thank you.
I think it's a very good thought. Cheryl, here for the record, I heard a noise which sounded like an affirmative but ruminating noise from Dave.
Yes. It was an affirmative, yes.
Did you want to respond before we go to Olivier?
No. It's a good idea. It's an interesting concept and a good idea. That's it.
I actually think that's very attractive. If we look at the specifying perhaps the role of team leaders or chairs, it may be that a far more qualitative colour code or system or could be bought into it somehow, and that would be able to contribute early to the chair of the ALAC for the more onerous tasks that they have under the rules of procedure to do any remediation, etc. And whilst we talk to the onerous tasks of the chair, let's hear from the chair. Over to you, Olivia. Are you on mute, sir?
Oh, okay. So I was not on mute, and now I am. Okay, let's start again. Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Olivier Crétin-Leblanc from the Transcript Record, saying it for the second time with a creaky chair in the background. I was just going to ask Dave whether he had considered the use of handles for each one of the names, because the question I always have with regards to these automated sheets and automated reformatting where you just scan some wiki pages and things and then put them onto tables is that as soon as there's a little typo in a name, it doesn't pick it up and it just you don't get consistent results. Is this the case? And would the use of handles, probably CLO for Cheryl and OCL for myself and others, would that probably help with the consistency?
Okay.
Or would it be no difference? Maybe it's no difference.
This is Dave. Well, I would think the fact that we then have to then double check from the wiki records, for example, because the wiki record has the full names. And yes, there are spelling errors. I already discovered a few spelling errors in some of the attendance records, and I just went in and changed it on the wiki itself formally. The handles won't affect it because you would then have to like assign handles to all the information being pulled from the wikis, from all the meeting pages. So it won't save any time if that's what you. If anything, it will be more time because you'll be trying to, you know, it won't save any time because you can then do because the idea behind the comparison in the sheet one, sheet four, is that once I pull that text from the web, from the wiki page, I do the comparison, basically an if statement that says present, absent, or apologies, and then that's it. And then we can then copy and paste afterwards as the final text for the permanent record, so to speak. So that's it. And I do note Darlene's comment. Some persons have different the same initials. That's true.
Indeed, that's a very important point. Cheryl, for the record, Olivia, you still have your hand up? Nope. Okay. Hand quickly retreated. Okay. Just on that, Dave, I got rather tempted by something Olivia was saying there. And that was with the... And I've dropped out of the room totally. I do apologise. Hopefully I'm still hearable on the audio channel. And I'll do my best to get back into the room. I noticed this, it would be a two-pronged approach is what I'm suggesting, though. When I recently set up a meeting for a new group, I did use the currently provided wiki meeting template. And what it was asking me to do in the very beginning of setting up the meeting page, and of course we could modify that to meet our needs very easily, but I thought it was rather interesting is that as soon as one started to put in a list of proposed participants, so it was trying to act as an invitation mode. So as soon as you put in my name as a registered wiki user, and the same would go for you and most of us, it would come up with "Do you mean me?" and I would just say yes, I mean me, not some other CLO.
Right.
But also what one could very easily do is just use the @, and as soon as you started at CLO or at C, it would give a list of what was the nomenclature for the personal space and the personal identifier within the wiki. And two things are happening there. First of all, we already want at least all ALAC members, but hopefully all leaders and anyone else that wants them as well, to do more in terms of having their own wiki pages, so it could push people that way, or have their own wiki logon and identifications anyway. But secondly, it would stop that error and spelling variation that you were talking about, providing we didn't have multiple personas for any one individual, and if we did, we probably would just need to know about them. So I think, Olivier, what you've suggested is still a very viable option if we take it and use it through the mechanisms that the wiki tool is actually offering us, and that is with this @name ability. Now, with that meeting page, Dave, which I also wanted to mention to you, although I'm sure you've already gone through it, but I just wondered, because the meeting page tool indicated to me that as soon as I put the @ CLO, for example, mm-hmm. In my list of participants, it would then come up with, you know, Cheryl Langenaugh and the hyperlink to my space. But yes. It would also specifically invite me to the meeting. So if we've got little clever things about sending me invitations, I'm wondering if there might be other little clever things that could be exploited in some of the automations. I'm not asking for answers now. I'm just making an observation that as the tools develop, we may find more advantages to being able to collect data in a more secure and still need a human oversight, don't get me wrong, but more automated manner. Now, because I've dropped out of the room, I don't know, has anyone put up, and I'm back in now, put their hand up during that time. So did anyone want to make a comment more on that?
Well, just a very quick follow-up on that, Cheryl. This is Dave speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, that type of handle could work how the attendant record is currently taken. It's taken in the Adobe Connect room, so it's typed out in there, and then it's copied and pasted after the conference call has ended, and then copied to the wiki, so to speak, afterwards. So there's no. Again, the staff could, as you could say, start typing a few characters and make it the handles. To ensure consistency in spelling and so forth. It would just be an extra step. Or a change in how staff does recording of attendance records, where instead of typing it into the Adobe Connect room, they would edit the wiki page at the very beginning of the roll call and type it in. So just that observation.
Sure. Thanks for that, Dave. Cheryl, just in response, and I wanted to pick up on some of the discussion that's going on in the chat. First of all, it could go the reverse way. One could have the call coordinator, and this may mean that we have two layers of information, an invitations list. In other words, everyone who should be at the meeting is listed,
mm-hmm.
and then an attendance list, which is in the next section down, which shares who attended, who sent apologies, and who was simply absent. Right? Mm-hmm. And we can still use those handles the wiki handle for each of those things. But it may very well mean that what staff would do would be record it in the wiki at the beginning of a call and then copy it to the Adobe room, not the other way around. So,
mm-hmm.
Because there's no downside, it would just copy as hyperlinks into the notes section in the Adobe room. And there's no more onerous, time-consuming effort required on staff. So I think we just need to be smart about how we design these things that we're talking about and proposing here, and obviously we also need staff to have input. But Maureen asked a very important question, which Sylvia also supported as an issue to discuss, and that is, if we go down this being automated system off a wiki base, would that take the onus on reminders, et cetera, from staff? And rest assured, Maureen, from my perspective, all of the updates, reminders and sharp pointy sticks that staff use with us to get us to respond to doodles and remember that we've got calls are essential. I couldn't manage my life without them, that's for sure. I don't think it would be a replacement in my view. It would simply be a slightly different modus operandi. So, for example, if you go into the wiki to do whatever business you're doing with whatever page you're wanting to do it with, so it matters not one iota why you're in the wiki, as soon as you go into the wiki, you would see the invitation from whatever work group was putting up its meeting minutes and planning. So if you're in the wiki, you'd get that additional invitation rather than that be the only way of inviting. But we do need to recognise not everyone is wiki-wise, although we would be expecting at least our ALAC leaders and other regional leads and team leaders, etc., perhaps even ALS representatives to be wiki-wise enough to have a wiki log on and a wiki page, as basic as it may be, so these handles could work. But we do need to recognise that we live in a mobile environment. We need mechanisms that come to our phones and our wristwatches these days, as well as what used to be the equivalent of saying, you know, plain old telephone system. It's now, you know, good old fashioned email. I don't think we'd drop it off. I think it would be an adjunct to, and may indeed be a preferred mechanism for some people. So it's giving more choice, not taking belts and braces away. We've taken about 10 or 15 minutes longer than I had planned for the discussions that we've had on our first couple of agenda items. But I think what we've had is a very important and I think very concept-developing discussion/reporting. So just before we move to item four, which is our last piece of substantive business anyway, which is the planning for our Singapore meeting, I just wanted to come back to Tijani and see whether there's any particular inputs, recognising these are just personal perspectives, perhaps, Tijani, but based on this quite extensive deliberation and discussion we've had, particularly from the work that Dave's done and the proposals that some of us have had. Is there anything that concerns you about looking specifically at those Part B, Section 9.2 to 9.4?
Thank you, Cheryl. I think that this discussion was very important, and we need to have this discussion, because we are now building the tools of our system, of the metric system, and building the tools with consensus is much better than going in a way and the others wouldn't understand it and or wouldn't like it. The metrics themselves, I didn't do anything from Buenos Aires. I was too busy in the last few weeks. But I think that the most important thing is the feedback from the RALOs and the ALSs regarding the parameters that we put in our metrics proposal. I don't know if Maureen had the feedback, the full feedback from all the RALOs, all the regions, and if she had it, perhaps we can work on them to finalize our metrics using those parameters, and perhaps we will. And I am sure we will need a discussion about them, because even if we have the point of view of all people, we will have very divergent point of view that we need to try to some consensus or some middle way to have everyone recognize himself in this work. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Cheryl, for the record, yes, the ability to get the trust and the consensus and the understanding on these performance metrics, and they are, as Alan pointed out at our last meeting, they are a done deal. They are Section 9.2 to 9.4. They're there. 9.2 is there. Therefore, we have to find a mechanism of having a fair, accurate and unonerous record of at least that. This group has also talked about further embellishments, and I don't think we should stop doing that. I think we can always, you know, try and build a better model, but we also have a bunch of baselines now, with the rules of procedure now being finalised and adopted, that we do have to run to, and that build runs us. Pardon me, excuse me. Do apologise, there's a little frog in my throat. To come back to what we're going to do for Singapore, but just before we go into that item, Tijani did raise the input you've got, Maureen, and can I get maybe staff, because it seems to me that if I try and move pages, that's where I'm getting knocked out of the room for some reason. But if we go to, I think it was page 8 on what you have on screen now, which was Maureen's proposals or observations. Maureen, first of all, two things while that's coming up. Let me thank you for the interaction that you've undertaken, which was actually above and beyond the call of duty for you, but you do always perform above duty, which is why we like you, because you've closed the conversation loop, you've closed a communication loop, if not the conversation loop, on a lot of these issues with people. You've got back to the contributors, and I wanted to particularly note for the record my thanks for that, because I think that's a wonderful model that you're setting for us all. It's something I'm not particularly, sometimes I'm not particularly motivated to do it. I was going to say I'm not particularly good at doing it. I actually am good at doing it. I just choose not to a lot of the time. But I wanted to note your extra effort to have got back to all of the contributors. Maureen, is there some of what you were putting in your, what is it, about 11 points there, that now, having had these conversations at this meeting, you want to either review or come back to or embellish on? Over to you, Maureen.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments, Cheryl, and thank you, everyone. I think we, in our discussions yesterday, I think it's important, like, for example, I'd really like if Tijani could be available for it as well. But there's Tijani and I probably talking about the sorts of things that we would like to propose in Singapore. And as you said, we want to propose something that is, from their viewpoint, is simple, but it actually does achieve, as a small step perhaps, towards what we're wanting to do in the long term. Okay. So, you know, perhaps if there are some things related to, you know, who has responsibility, what do we actually want to do? And I think Dev had sort of like suggested that we have another meeting in a couple of weeks' time anyway, yes, with Isla, Natalie, Tijani and Sasa.
Excellent. That would be good. I'm wondering if it's possible then, Cheryl, for the record again, if it's possible then for us to have a little space. This is a new wiki page, so this is actually an action item, other than a carry-on action item, which we've had from earlier. I'd like a new wiki page linked to this call. This will do, but it will eventually also be the one that will be associated with our update and report for the Singapore meeting. So it doesn't need to be linked. Let me be very clear, Sylvia. It does not need to be linked to the Singapore agenda yet, but our intention would be is to build our presentation and do a discussion and development of what we will be presenting in Singapore as our update, and then just before Singapore, when we're happy with it, then we will link it to the Singapore agenda. Okay? All right. I have a call waiting, and anyone who's calling me at 5 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, is important. Alan, can you just manage the meeting until I come back into the call, please? Thank you.
I can. I'm not sure what's left of the meeting at this point. Staff?
Yes.
Staff?
Yes, hello. Hello,
yep.
This is Sylvia.
Hello. Go ahead. Cheryl? Are you
Cheryl,
back?
You're there?
No, I've come back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've come back to you. I don't want to be with you. I want to be whoever it was. Alan, you just do it while I sort things out.
I don't think there's anything more that we need to do in this meeting unless I've missed something. I was asking Sylvia if there's still something on the agenda we need to do at this point.
No. We are through. It's okay.
Okay, and we have five more minutes, and if we have another meeting scheduled already? Sylvia? Anyone still here?
This is Dave.
Okay, we have the ARC meeting, yeah. But this is later. It's at 21 UTC. Mm-hmm. So in a few hours.
I'm sorry.
We have a 21 UTC ALF meeting.
Yeah, no, but have another meeting scheduled for this work group, for this team.
Oh, for this working group, you mean?
Yes.
Well, this is depending on you, when you want the next meeting. We'll send a doodle or we can schedule it whenever you...
I don't think we've come to closure at this point. Dave and Maureen, as the main workers, and Tijani,
mm-hmm.
Are you ready in a week or do you want 2 weeks?
This is Dave. I would recommend 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
10 days in time? Or do you like...
I would expect this time is as good as any unless anyone is objecting strongly.
No? Okay. Okay, so we'll do that. This thing
okay.
The next thing. Okay.
In which case, I thank you all for attending the meeting. It's been an interesting one. And let's continue with the work. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Take care all.